You will never understand the US election fraud of 2020 by the fair aristocracy and their Swiss octagon. If you're not aware about the connection of three things, the payment of $55 million to the Swiss state by Bill Gates, the purchase of the Skittle programming software by the Swiss state for the US Dominion voting machines of the US elections, and the People's Referendum of October the 1st, 2017, by the Catalan people for their independence from King Pharaoh Felipe VI of Spain, because they're all related to each other, and always Swaziland is in it somewhere and somehow. So chronologically, we have to begin with the politically most important happening of the 21st century, when the Catalan people were fighting for their independence from Pharaoh Felipe VI of Spain, with Pharaoh's blue war sash, a Templar's cross, a Swiss crosses here in the middle of the octagons, and a whole left breast full of octagons, who lives in his palace Zarzuela on the other side of Spain. Palace Zarzuela in Pharaonic demotic for king or queen, Tsar, of the Zarzuela Palace. And we can all read here, see here the name of the Tsar, like the Russian Tsar, yeah? And Tsar in the Pharaonic demotic, it means the king or the pharaoh, like in a sarcophagus, sarcophagus. See Tsar, the king of Rome, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, Sarkozy, the king of France, like a couple of years back, Son Altesse Royale, Prince Charles's official title is Tsar, for His Royal Highness in French, Son Altesse Royale. They are pharaohs and they know it. So Zarzuela, it sort of means this is the residence of Pharaoh, because they know it. Here, there's another picture, Zarzuela. It almost sounds like a tarantula, making you quite arachnophobic, with a big spider living there, eh? Here in Wikipedia, the palace of the Tsar of Spain, who doesn't want to give any independence to the Catalan slaves. Here they're trying to explain here what it means, Zarzuela. Well, don't you believe a word of it, eh? Not a single word. And here, in 2019, I hitchhiked to Spain, together with my son, Killian, to help the Catalans in their struggle against the fair aristocracy and to tell them where the King Philip of Felipe of Spain, where he comes from, and that he's a pharaoh with all the proofs. And I talked to university professors about this. And so here it is on the Israeli channel here. And the way to search a video, I found out that if you punch in the whole title, it doesn't pop up. So then I tried like only the beginning, just a few words, but I found out I can find the titles in this Israeli video platform if I take the last words only. Like Republica Separatistas. I just punched it in and it popped out. And then I thought about it. Well, how is this possible? Only the last words. And then, oh yes, of course, Hebrew, you write it from right to left. So these are actually the first words. So you punch in the first words, because Hebrew, like Arabic, it is from right to left. And then it works, people. So on October the 1st, 2017, the Catalan people, they held an official referendum for their liberty, but declared illegal by Pharaoh Felipe and his delegated rulers, whom we call the politicians. With more than 90% voting for their Catalonian independence, which you can read here. Yes, the question was, do you want Catalonia to become an independent state in the form of a republic? Yes, 92%. There you go. So the Catalan people made their own government. Then King Felipe sent his knights in their shining uniforms from Madrid to Catalonia in Barcelona to arrest the newly elected People's Government of Catalonia and threw them in the king's dungeon with feudal prison sentences up to 25 years. Their only crime, liberty and independence. Well, the UK Brexit was nothing compared to this in Catalonia. And this proves what I've been telling you in my videos, that we're still in a feudal system ruled by our aristocratic masters who strike back hard and ruthlessly against anyone wanting their freedom away from Pharaoh's yoke of universal slavery on this prison planet. Yeah, look here, it says, the bank of Brexit lies, 350 million. What kind of dollars do they have here? Oh, pounds. Oh, they still weigh the money. They got pounds, yeah. Well, you all know this Swissie, eh? Hey, Swissie. Yeah, it is a Swissie. Didn't you know that? Yeah, there he is again. Blondie. Yeah. Boris Johnson, born in 1964. New York City, not even in England. How is that possible? He becomes the Prime Minister. It's a Yank ruling England. What happened, eh? And here, look, he's a Swissie. His grandmother is a mummy, Anna Katharina Bischoff from Basel, Switzerland. He is here. And here's ancestors, look here. Freiherr Christian Hubert Theodor von Pfeffel. That's the High German. No, it's not High German. It's German aristocracy, Freiherr, and the word von here. That means here too. It means German aristocracy. They're all pharaohs, you know. That's why his Swiss grandmother here, the grandmother, the Swiss mummy here, says, you want to see it as well? Shall I show it to you? Yeah, I already showed it to you a couple of years back. You probably all know it by now, eh? Syphilis-ridden Swiss mummy identified as Boris Johnson's ancestor. Boris Johnson, British Foreign Secretary. He was the Prime Minister, or he is the Prime Minister. I don't even want to know. So, well, this is old news anyway. But what you didn't know yet about Boris Johnson here, Ali Kemal, yeah, Ali Kemal is the great-grandfather of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Well, even has a coat of arms here. So here, look, Ali Kemal, Turkish. But they're not Turks, they're all pharaohs. It's the aristocracy. And then his great-grandfather of Boris Johnson, he had a son, probably not the same lineage, like an uncle, and who was the father of Zeki Kunalp, who was the former Turkish ambassador in... Oh, Swaziland, eh? You remember there the Swiss mummy being an ancestor as well of Boris Johnson, not very British. And all aristocrats, and they come from all over, you know, ruling over the British slaves. Dumb slaves, yeah. And Ali Kemal. Ancestor of Boris Johnson. He probably helped. Look, this is 1919. The monarch, Mehmet VI. These are the ones who killed all the the Armenians. He probably helped, you know, killing the Armenians, you know, like putting it in the head of the people, because this is the aristocracy. The Armenians, like the Catalans, they wanted their independence from Turkey. The monarch, Mehmet, I think it was another one at that time. Oh, yeah, that was him, the last sultan of the Ottoman Empire. He didn't want to lose his job and rule over the slaves. And, you know, if the people get independent, the sultan and the aristocracy, they can't parasite on us anymore. They lose everything, you know. They wouldn't have any more money, you know, to heat up the castle. So this Boris Johnson, aristocratic ancestor, he 100% sure he helped killing the Armenians. Because it's the aristocracy who wanted them dead, not really the Turkish people. But of course, you always find a lot of stupid people who do it for the aristocracy and go into the war for them, and, you know, no matter in what country you are. And to just, you know, make some story about, you know, like an Islamic story or something, and they all believe it, and then go kill the Armenians, you know. And this is the consequence. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, a bunch of killers. The whole new Catalan People's Government of Catalonia was put in prison, because this was the most dangerous event of the century for our masters, and probably the most important event of the millennium or two millennia, since our freedom was taken away by Pharaoh's Romans until this very present day. Yeah, look here. The trial of the Catalonia independence leaders. And here I'm going to show you here. Look at the prison sentences they got. Right here, look. Dolores Bassa. You know, in Spanish there would be Dolores, but Dolores is probably Catalonian. The Minister of Social Welfare, Employment and Family. You know, she probably has a family of herself, you know. And what? 16 years in prison. Yeah, it's also Catalonian names. Meritxell, I don't know how to pronounce it. The Minister of Governance, Public Administration. Disobedience, misuse of public funds. Yeah, this one, rebellion. Oh, she looks dangerous, hey? 7 years and 16 years altogether. What is that? 23 years. 100 euros fine for each day. Oh. Look here, Jordi Quixart, the president of the cult of the political party. Rebellion against the king. Now, 17 years. Oh, for what did they do? They did nothing wrong. I mean, look at their faces. They look like good people. Yeah, in Spanish it would be Carmen, but this is Carme, the president of the Parliament of Catalonia. Yeah, there she is. Oh, she looks nice. Rebellion. Oh, that's Che Guevara, you know. 17 years. The Minister of the Interior, Joaquim. Oh, he looks serious. Rebellion. Yeah, the minister rebelled against himself, against his own government. 16 years. Okay, I'll do it a bit quicker. Oriol, Vice President of Catalonia. Oh, he looks like a nice dude. 25 years in prison. The Minister of Justice, Carles. No. 7 years and 16 years. Well, that's a whole bunch of years, you know. Looks like America for smoking a joint here. Also get sentences like that. Raul, the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Probably speaks better French and English than the French king, you know. Because they're quite smart people, the Catalans. You know, the Catalonians. How do you say, the Catalans or the Catalonians? Or my tea kettle, or what? The cattle, call them the cattle, yeah, because they are the slaves. We all are the slaves of Pharaoh. 16 years for the interior minister. Minister of planning, Joseph. No, it looks nice. 16 years. 17 years, the president of the Catalonian Assembly, Mr. Jordi. They look like honest people, look at that. You hardly see any politician with these faces, you know. 16 years for the minister, the spokesperson, Mr. Jordi. Yeah, well, I guess there are no Freemasons here. Look, Minister of Culture, 7 years and another 16 years. Disobedience. Minister of Culture. How can you get 23 years in prison for being the Minister of Culture, you know? Oh, here, look, this is the High Court of the Justice of Catalonia. Ramona, she got 1 year. She's the Secretary of the Parliament. And here, Mireia, 1 year. A lot of money to pay, you know. King Felipe, he has to renovate his castle of the Zarzuela. So he needs some money. I mean, that's where it ends up, finally, eh? I'll do it quicker. This one, 1 year. Luis, he got 1 year and a lot of money to pay. Joan, he got 1 year. Ana Simo, 1 year. These are the lesser sentences. Oh, look, even the police, you know, who were probably Catalans, and they, you know, he was head of the police here. 10 years imprisonment. Oh, €60,000. Josep Luis. So the police chief, he went into prison himself. The director general of the penitential services. Oh, 10 years in his own prison, eh? He probably would never have thought that, eh? This was a rebellion. Can you imagine? Caesar, you got 10 years for Caesar. Secretary General of the Ministry of Interior, Teresa, 4 years and 11 years absolute disqualification and 5 months fine. They got them good. And you know what? Not a word in the media. The prostitutes, they didn't write a word about it. Not a single word, you know? The homie Ross have to tell you all this here. Look what happened then. With all those people in prison, the whole Catalonian government, King Felipe of the Zarzuela in Madrid, he conquered the land back and infiltrated the government. I mean, they were all in prison. I mean, what can you do? Even the police chief and the director of the penitentiary of Catalonia. You couldn't imagine that in Texas, eh? The director of the penitentiary in prison himself. Well, this is happening in Catalonia, people. Americans can learn something here. So here it says, the government of Catalonia. And how do I know that the king conquered it back? Well, look at the logo. It's red and white for the red and the white house, also the Templars' colors. There are four lines for the concept of four, which is us, meaning they govern over us. And this is a vertical line for the vertical rule, which stands for the feudal system of a king who is deciding from all the way up, directly all the way down. So he's meaning to say, you Catalonians, you won't get a horizontal rule like a good, you know, a republic and govern yourself and everybody has a position. Like horizontally, no, vertical and four for the square and the people. So a vertical rule for the people. That's what it says here with those four little lines here. And the whole thing is in a square with four fleur-de-lis for the square and the compass. And here is the circle, the compass. Well, it's a little bit like an oval, but that's the same, you know. And with a compass, you can make a circle. So it says square. Here's the square and compass. Everywhere the same. And the oval is here, like the Oval Office. So this new people's government of Catalonia, it got all conquered back, and king is back in the saddle, right? The king is back in the saddle, and the people having a pain in their ass, you know, sitting too long in the saddle. Not long enough in the saddle. Yeah. Now, listen carefully here. It's getting complicated because they're hiding under all these companies. Look at this name carefully here. The company's name is Service Point Solutions. Remember that very well. And here, they are in Calle Salcedo, number 6 in Madrid, where the king is, remember? Well, this is the mother company of Skittle. And Skittle was bought by the Swiss Post, and they counted, they had the programming for the Dominion voting machines. So, you know, it all goes back to the Spanish king, who doesn't want any elections, like people having their own independence, or like Americans, like voting for a president through whom they would get more independence, you see, away from the aristocracy. So look, and Service Point Solutions wants to direct customers to its outsourcing business. Well, remember the Skittle, the daughter company of these ones from Madrid, by the king, of course, they had the source code of the Dominion machines. Skittle had the source code. You know, they were programming the whole US elections voting machines of the Dominion thing. So look again very well. Service Point Solutions in Calle Salcedo 6 in Madrid, in Spain. This is the mother company of Skittle. I'll show you that in a minute. Okay? It's very complicated. They're hiding. I had to search for this for days and weeks. And, you know. So King Felipe and his gang from Madrid needed a local solution to stop these uncontrollable votings, like in Catalonia, and people's referendums upsetting the masters. So they had this IT enterprise, Service Point Solutions, in Pharaoh's Madrid backyard in the Calle Salcedo streets, number 6, where King Felipe resides in his pharaonic Zarzuela Palace that founded the notorious Swiss Skittle Programming Company, specialized in voting and counting the votes. Yes, Mr. Trump, this is how it started and why. So here you see Mr. Trump, together with one of the US election frauders, this pharaoh here. Well, people, if you think Mr. Trump, he didn't know and he didn't agree with all this, they're all pals together, well, then I can't help you anymore, eh? So here, the Skittle mother company, I mean the mother company of Skittle, in the king's town of Madrid, with an original pharaonic temple right next to the king's palace, which I filmed, but which YouTube conveniently censored. So I can't show it to you anymore. But here, look. The Skittle Secure Electronic Voting Société Anonyme. It's a Spanish provider founded in Barcelona. And here, look. The parent organization is Service Point Solutions in Madrid, which I just shown you before. And this is very important to know. This is from the king in Madrid. And it all has to do with Barcelona, where they had the referendum going on. So they put their infiltration organization company from Madrid, the Service Point Solution, in Barcelona. And Mr. Trump knew it. Of course he knew. Don't think he's a victim of it all. He just decided to go along with the game. So they installed their Madrid daughter company in the capital Barcelona of Catalonia and called it Skittle, from Pharaoh's encoding machine out of ancient Greece, a Skittale. And this is where the logo comes from. You know, this is the part of the Skittale. This is a piece of whatever in those days to write on. And it has a lot of messages and words all over, which can only be read if it has the exact sort of piece of wood around which you can roll it around. Only then the message can be read. I'll show that to you. Yeah, look, this is a Skittale, where the word Skittle comes from, who counted the US votes. Here it says, kill king tomorrow, midnight. And it's made, these words are made by this thing, like, wrapped around, as you can see in the logo of Skittle. If this is thicker or thinner, you get a completely different lines or words here that don't make any more sense. So it must be exactly the same diameter, which has been concluded like before, beforehand. Look, the earliest encryption devices, it started in Egypt like 4,000 years ago. So the Greek Skittale, it's also pharaonic and from Egypt. Because the pharaonic expansion, it went first to Persia, then to Greece, then Rome, and then it went Germania and Europe and everything. So it's all pharaonic, just like the king, you know, the Pharaoh Philippi. Now, what does an encoding machine have to do with a simple programming company like Skittle for counting the votes, if not something secret going on out of the mother company from Barcelona's enemy in Madrid? So here you can see Pharaoh's Enigma machine. I don't know if it's real. Pharaoh's Enigma machine. So we can go and sink the U-boats then, eh? Well, in a certain way, all these invisible multinationals with daughter companies, mother companies, changing countries, changing names, changing owners, like you change your underwear, can be compared to U-boats hiding under the surface, needing the names of encrypting machines, like the Swiss Skittle, the Swiss Crypto AG scandal of 2020, and the rest of them. It's like a bloody U-boat war indeed, to detect them, to find them, and to find out what they're up to and where they're hiding. So let me be your personal Enigma machine for today. So maybe one day we can bomb them. And it's this very same bankrupted programming company with 75 million euros in debt that was bought by the Swiss state, by the Swiss Post Department. Okay, it says on the website, in the browser, skittle.com, partners with Swiss Post. Now here's Skittle. And, we know to whom they belong now. And here's the Swiss Post. This is Octogon. And this is the nobility. Okay. And, people are puzzled why the Swiss state bought this rotten, bankrupted company with 75 million euros in debt, just half a year shy of the US elections of 2020. And where did the Swiss state get all the money from? Well, the Swiss state got the money from Bill Gates when he gave the Swiss state of Octogon, their base of Pharaoh, a birthday present of 2 million Swiss francs for their Swiss medic department. 14 million Swiss francs for the Swiss state water department and 38 million for their tropics department. Say what? Swiss tropics department? a country in the Alps where there's more snow than any tropical issues or none at all. Yeah, it says, not only the Swiss medic receives funds from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation since 2010 already. The Federal Institute for Water Research has received 14 million francs. It's almost like dollars, eh? The Swiss Federal Tropical Institute even received almost 38 million francs. What tropics in Switzerland, eh? Oh, Bill Gates just offered about $55 million to the Swiss state. Just like that, like a corporate gift. But hey, businessmen wouldn't even give away one single dollar without getting something back. Like some Swiss political favors in return. Now, what did Bill Gates want in return from the Swiss state? Well, he wanted the corrupt Swiss Octagon state to buy the Schittel, Schittel voting software company from the Pharaoh of Spain. And when a state's department like Swiss Medic, Switzerland's medical supervision authorities, and the Swiss water authorities and the Swiss tropical authorities get 55 million altogether, well, then the money is easily transferred to another department, like the Swiss Post, in order to conceal track of all Bill's money deals with the Swiss state. Imagine Bill gave directly 55 million to the Swiss Post to buy the Schittel voting company. Everyone would have pointed their fingers at Bill Gates being behind it and the whole deal. Okay, here's that Schittel group from Wikipedia. This is the Schittale, you know, the cloth with all the numbers and letters on it and with a specific size rod, you get a certain text. It says the parent, the servant point solution of the Paragon Group. And Schittel is owned by the Paragon Group. Well, that's old news. It belongs to the Swiss Post now, as I've shown you. I mean, and here, look here. There we go. Schittel was funded by Venture Capital and Vulcan Capital. Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft with Bill Gates, invested another $40 million in 2014 into the Schittel voting programming company, which belongs to Switzerland now. So Bill Gates is in it from at least two sides, like pouring a lot of money into the Swiss state, 55 million at least, and through his co-founder pal Paul Allen, pouring another 40 million into Schittel. And this is also pouring a 40 million into the Swiss state because it belongs to the Swiss Post now. So Bill Gates, he's all over it, you know. And I don't think you have to search very long to know why Bill Gates is so much like into frauding the US elections. You know, what does he want, huh? So when this didn't help, you know, the 40 million and the 55 million, and when that didn't help, it needed another solution, like using the Swiss Post of Octagon. So when this didn't help, like Microsoft and Paul Allen, you know, pouring millions and millions into the Schittel company, well, Bill paid 55 million to the Swiss state, so the Swiss Post, they could buy the Schittel voting company. And this is the result. Here you see Americans voting into the Swiss machines. Well, you want to know the result, eh? Well, you know the result. Here's the result. I voted from Switzerland. I told you, Switzerland is ruling over the US. I made a film once, Octagon Rules Over Pentagon. It's gone. I don't know. Well, YouTube took my channel off. It's gone. So if anybody still has it. Oh, it says Swiss Post Yellow in Motion. What do I mean with that? Well, anyway, I learned at school that the post delivers the mail and sells stamps. And not that they were into all kinds of corruption businesses. Oh my, times have changed, eh? Not even the post is what it used to be. Now they're yellow in motion, the Swiss post. So, ladies, you better not open the door anymore when the postman rings while you're all alone at home. Might be Bill Gates disguised as the Swiss postman and the rest of them yellow bellies. So, people, there's a lot of wheeling and dealing behind the screens going on with the Swiss octagon and their pharaohs, like King Philippe trying to cover up their tracks and wipe off their fingerprints by wheeling and dealing from one company to another, changing the names, setting up daughter companies in other places, but still being held by the same puppeteers and all leading back to the masters of puppeteering in the Alps, just as they financed, organized, and executed World War II and the rest. Now look, and there's even more octagon of the Alps involved in the US elections. Look here, UBS. And the Dominion voting systems, they received 400 million, half a billion of the UBS. And UBS, that stands for the United Banksters of Switzerland. Now, while that is their real name, you'd say, eh? It is a Union Bank of Switzerland, eh? So, and similarly, Swissy pumping $400 million into the US Dominion voting system right before the US elections of November the 3rd, 2020. And don't you dare to think that Dominion is innocent and a victim of it all, eh? Because they got the same Swiss colors, red and white, of the Templars, of the Per Het and Per Tasse, the red and the white house of Pharaoh. And look here. What is this? Come on, what is this? Come on. It says square. You see that? Like in the square and compass. And here's a part of a circle. For all the initiated ones, it says square and compass. Yeah, this is 90 degrees here. They're just a part of the same bunch of pharaohs and Freemasons. Yeah, look, here they are, the United Banksters of Switzerland, Union Bank of Switzerland with the three keys. That's a Freemason concept of three, which is them. Of course, the money, the bank, it's them, it's not us. And, I mean, why would they pay $400 million to the Dominion Freemason logo voting company and tied up to the Swiss Skittle and Bill Gates behind it? And it's all from Octagon. Look, here it says one more time, Dominion voting systems are paying 400 million. Here, the payer of the 400 million was the UBS, the Union Bank of Switzerland Securities LLC. Why in China? So then, you know, they're just hiding, you know, they're U-boats, which is a subsidiary of Swiss investment bank UBS. Well, Swiss, all over. I mean, why the hell they call it Dominion for a voting system? Why don't they call it Freedom or American Freedom voting system or something? No, they call it Dominion from dominating us, eh? Because they dominate us. Don't you understand it? So, the US votings were counted in Spain by the Swiss, with Bill Gates and the Swiss UBS pumping millions into it all. And we all know that the American people voted for Trump. But Trump is part of the pharistocracy and their octagon. And he agreed, of course, with his fellow masters that Biden would be the next POTUS. President of the United States, POTUS. Of course, Trump won the 2020 US elections. Only problem, Trump played his role far too well to win more time for these pharaohs over another 4 years while he was president. So most Americans really loved him and his typical straightforwardness, which Americans love so much. Here, go watch this video on Pharaoh Trump genealogy on my Israeli Gure channel. Here is it. And just points in masters over US slaves in the Ahava 528 platform. Then it will pop out. So Pharaoh Trump did his bit and wanted out, selling out the seduced American people to the next actor in line. Trump was indeed the best actor that was ever put into Pharaoh's Perhet White House. And also me, I enjoyed his acting and his funny shows. So, the Pharaohs, our pharaonic masters, decided the next US president. Trump agreed to that. Only problem, what are we going to do with the vast majority of Yanks voting for Donald Trump? Well, it needed an election fraud, with Bill Gates and the Swiss greasing the wheels, wheeling and dealing. Just like the Swiss UBS United Banksters of Switzerland pumping another $400 million into the US Square and Compass Dominion voting systems right before the elections. And through yet again another daughter company, the Chinese UBS Bank Offset, desperately trying to hide all links to the motherland in the Alps. In a desperate act, needing desperate measures, making the unavoidable heap of mistakes or holes in the Swiss cheese. So we can all look inside now. The fact is that that is all big business, controlling the politics for a full 100%. And with all roads leading back to Switzerland, the base of these pharaohs in the Alps, to which billionaire businessman Trump is part of, and also the other one, the Bill Gates. All roads lead to Rome, as they say. And well, the real Rome nowadays, and in fact since 1291, at the end of the Crusades, is Switzerland. Look, same picture as before of the Swiss driving around in his Panzer. Germany was not allowed to produce any war materials like tanks after World War I, so the Swiss produced them for them. And as Swissy was so much in a hurry to go and kill the Poles and the Jaywalkers before the start of the Polish winter, that at the Nazi invasion of Poland on September 1st, 1939, Swissy had no more time to take the Swiss crosses off their tanks, invading Poland, crushing the Polish civilians with Swiss Panzers. Just punch Panzerkampfwagen 1 out of 1 or 4. And you'll find Swissy in action, invading Poland at the beginning of World War II in Poland. Before, Swissy killed US presidents like John F. Kennedy with the Swiss nobility von Gravenried behind the scenes, which I explain in this video here. And the tremendously powerful Swiss von Gravenried dynasty even have a von Gravenried private bank. Let's have a closer look at the coat of arms. Here you can see the seal of Solomon two times, one and two. And there are two lions and symbol of Pharaoh's nobility also found in the synagogue of the Jaywalkers, which is in both cases related to the seal of Solomon. As in the Temple of Solomon, for instance, a temple for Pharaoh's nobility, where all must bow for King Solomon. That's why you won't see any presidents bow, because these pharaohs are King Solomon themselves. Didn't you notice Trumpy here did everything right, wearing the correct hairdress and terrific protection against the harsh sun of the Middle East, which would be the ultimate solar protection to have for a Texas Ranger, preventing from having a redneck and whatnot. If only he would have thought about that smart idea. And Trump putting on his religious face, acting accordingly and putting his Christmas wishes in the hole of the wall. Because the only thing Trumpy boy believes in is Santa Claus and lots of goodies for billionaires or some stripped naked children in the bag for his pal Jeff. He did everything right at the wall. but nobody saw him bow. Anything come in yet? Bloody impressive, mate. How did you get Mexico to pay for it, mate? And not even their own president bows, laughing as he is. Not nearly a good actor as Trumpy Boy. So these are what the rabbis call the Erev Rav. The Christians call them the crypto jaywalkers. And me, Sean Ross, call them the Pharistocracy. And you can see, who are the Erev Rav? Well, they are the Pharistocracy. They are Egyptian converts from the Exodus. Huh? And here it says, they are the enemies within the jaywalker people. Rebellious incarnations. Well, this is good. You know, we need a rebellion. Oh, look, this is me. Vociferous, that's me. You know, rebel rouser, that's me. Reformers, that's me. You know, we need rebel rousers and reformers being vociferous, you know, against these Erev Rav. So I guess this means, you know, all the Erev Rav, they are vociferous and rebel rousers and reformists. But not all vociferous people and not all rebel rousers are Erev Rav, you see? But anyway, it's a bit it's a bit cloudy, you know. It's this must be out, this must be out, you know, because it leads us on a backtrack, like, you know, there is a condition that not all the vociferous people, they are Erev Rav, and not all the rebel rousers and reformists, they are Erev Rav. I mean, my jaywalker friends on this here Israeli video platform, they are rebel rousers and reformists, but they are not Erev Rav, you see. Thank God my jaywalker friends of this Israeli Ahava 528 video platform respect free speech. With all the blasphemies I'm pouring out here. Look, here he is. Shai Danon, Israeli broadcaster, true journalist, freedom activist, urges Israelis and people worldwide to deny consent, stop complying with the Nazi, Satanist, dehumanizing demands of the WEF. The World Economic Fund in Switzerland, in Davos. So these are rebel rousers and reformists, just like myself. That's good. No Erev Rav here. Yeah, so back to the von Grafenried coat of arms and the motto here. Sorry, I was a bit led astray because of the Seal of Solomon here. And then I ended up at Trump at the Wailing Wall. I mean, everybody who's led astray ends up with Trump, eh? The heraldic motto says, Fac recte neminem time, meaning do rightly so that you fear no one. It says, Ann Golson grew up in West Virginia's Cumberland County. County, with a count, yeah? You didn't know that? The daughter of William Yates Golson and his first wife, Martha Ann Jane Taylor, Glasgow shared her mother's pride in their connection to some of Virginia's oldest tidewater families, among them the Randolphs, the Woodsons, the Yates, the Creeds. The Creeds. Assassin Creeds. And the De Gravenrieds. De is the French version, aristocratic version of von Gravenried, the same thing, whose family motto became a personal tenet, Fac recte neminem time, do rightly so that you fear no one. Forebears included the landgrave of the Carolinas, a landgrave, a grave, ein Graf, that's also a count. Did you know that? You were ruled by a count in Carolina? It is Carolina, Ka. It is the soul of Pharaoh as long as you're alive, like the Chinese, the Japanese key, intrinsic life energies. Carolina, Caroline, the North and the South, and the colonial president of William and Mary College, ironically for Allen, Glasgow, Virginians, considered staff ties weak enough for at least one friend to wonder whether Glasgow's social rebellion stemmed from not being FFV, that is, not belonging to the first families of Virginia. You ever ask yourselves who are the first families of Virginia? Right? Despite Anne's background, it might be said that she had been born into tragedy, her mother, well, etc., etc. But for these pharaohs, you know, coming back to do rightly so that you fear no one. So for these pharaohs, doing the right thing has a totally different meaning as for us. For the von Graffenried, doing the right thing means eliminate your adversaries so you don't have to fear anyone, as the von Graffenried dynasty did with me by organizing their national Sean Ross Terror Day in all the Swiss newspapers on November the 27th, 2013, in order to install the nobility's feudal vertical reign again, which you can witness in this video here. So maybe the von Graffenried coat of arms, which you can see here, it probably means fucked rectal. You know, that's why they have a phallic symbol here with two cojones here with something coming out here. And this making the Solomon, King Solomon, Pharaoh bloodline. Yeah, fuck rectal. Fuck rectal, neminem tima. As in one of these here, as we all, the whole world is having one of these upper asses. The word obelisk literally means Baal's shaft or Baal's organ of reproduction. You know, like the motto of the von Graffenried coat of arms, fuck rectal. And they also have a von Graffenried dynasty law firm, fuck recte neminem time. But behold, what they understand under doing right might not be what you rightlessly expect from them. Look, here's another von Graffenried attorney at law in Zurich. Anyone sees any jaywalkers in all this? No. This is Pharaoh's nobility and total control of the whole shebang. And of course, the von Graffenried dynasty of Pharaoh's nobility ruling over Switzerland are related to the Knights Templars with their twisted motto. Because the Templars founded Switzerland in 1291. So this is a bit a different version, recta facendo neminem timeas. It's almost the same. So here's the camouflage form, like on a military tunic. There's no red cross, but it's the same. I mean, for them, there should always be a distinction between the military wing, like this one, and then it says recta facendo neminem timeas, and the aristocratic wing, the mother part, the mother order, and this is the military order. So that's the difference. So here again, the military version of the aristocratic motto, by doing right shall fear no one. Recte facendo neminem timeas, or in some cases timeo, is an old medieval and Christian knightly motto, and it translates, by doing right shall fear no one. The variation is also recte facendo securus, meaning safe by doing right. Yeah, this sign is standing in the US, the Baron of Graffenried, citizen of Bern, Switzerland, landing here with Swiss and the Palatines, founded New Bern 1710. So these guys have been ruling for 300 years over the US, you see, already before the Civil War, you see this? And they're still ruling. I've shown you that they're still ruling. They're in the Bush family, Lyndon B. Johnson, everything. And I've been telling you about the Palatines and everything. These are your masters. Don't believe in their smiles. Don't believe Trump. They're all the same. Don't believe Biden. It's all the same pharaonic bunch. And also the Swiss Hoover or Huber dynasty, their real name is Huber, was involved in the JFK assassination and explained in this video here. Yeah, look here. You can see J. Edgar Hoover. And here's President Edgar Hoover. Now here's J. Edgar Hoover and here's President Herbert Hoover. Look, same heads, same noses, mouth, ears. They're exactly the same dynasty. And to no surprise at all, what is the name of the founder of the Dominion voting machines? Well, what do you know? The Hoover's popping up again. sort of assassinating another US president, with Dominion founder James Hoover. Here he is, James Hoover, with the square and the compass of Dominion voting. I wonder what he looks like, but I fear he could easily fit as the third Swiss Huber in a row as these Swiss Hubers here. It is corporatism that decided the Swiss election, and even the Swiss Federal Department of Home Affairs, like Swiss Medic, the Swiss Tropical Institute, and the Swiss Department of Water, take the orders from big business. This is called corporatism. With Bill Gates' fingerprints all over it, giving away millions to the Swiss Department of Home Affairs, and Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen being a Swiss post-Skittle voting company shareholder through his Vulcan Capital Enterprise, controlling the US votes, as Skittle made the software for the also Swiss-paid Dominion voting machines. You know, Benito Mussolini, he lived 2 years in Switzerland. That's why he got the idea from. And he said, I quote here, fascism should more appropriately be called corporatism because it's a merger of state and corporate power. He lived in Switzerland, don't forget this, 2 years, and why he got taught how to do it all. And if you own the software with which the machines are programmed, well, then you give the orders to the machines and you own the machines. Thus, Swiss's Octagon owning the US voting machines and giving all the orders. There is no smoke without fire. Well, the smoke has been visible all the time, well, at least for me. And even the fire can be seen now. And it is a foreign fire burning America down out of the motherland of corporatism and the first multinationals in history, the Knights Templars of Switzerland. A fire came out of the Alps and their corporatism, and the same fire setting Europe ablaze in two world wars organized out of Switzerland. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. The Swiss monolithic conspiracy, Mr. Kennedy. And when the most important and most powerful event of all times happened against this monolithic conspiracy by the Fair Aristocracy and King Philippa at the same day of October the 1st, 2017, the day of the People's Resistance of Catalonia, in France there was another false flag terrorist attack by the state saying the Muslims did it. And nobody in the media talks about the Catalonian referendum anymore. Here you can see it, the same date, October the 1st, 2017, here, in Marseille. And there was a stabbing, a 20-year-old and 21-year-old girls. Well, there were two women, they were attacked and killed by Ahmed Hanachi, Islamic terrorism in Europe. This is how they do it, people. Therefore, Pharaoh Philippe of Spain is planting his mysterious obelisks, monoliths, and symbol of the pharaonic domination all over Catalonia in this monolithic conspiracy in the very lands of the recalcitrant Catalonian slaves. who dare to vote for their freedom and independence from Pharaoh Felipe. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. There it is, the same monolith as before in Catalonia. So since the referendum, the people's referendum for their independence of 2017, all over Catalonia these monoliths are popping out. The obelisk, the symbol of the pharaonic domination by the kings and their pharaohs. JFK, John F. Kennedy, therefore John F. Kennedy was ritually sacrificed to the monolith of Dealey Plaza in Dallas. So he talked right before about the monolithic conspiracy, and they said by themselves, okay, we'll do you a monolith. Even the US Smartmatic voting machines are apparently financed by the Swiss Sandoz family and their highly criminal Novartis pharmaceutical company, and biggest in the world, having virus laboratories next to Wuhan, China. See this video here. Here, I'll read it out for you. Switzerland, both private and public sectors, is deeply involved in many aspects of the 2020 US elections, whether it be the largest initial financing of Citgo, which is a majority then minority interest owner of Smartmatic, that financing having come from the Sandoz family foundation of Switzerland in 1965, up to the rather curious involvement of the pharmaceutical company Novartis SA, Société Anonyme, in the current day, a company which is deeply related to the COVID-19 situation. Switzerland has been and is still a major player in the 2020 US election situation. Switzerland is clearly tied to numerous financial aspects of the US 2020 elections, whether it is the fact that Chinese conglomerates own 75% of the UBS, the Union Bank of Switzerland, or the fact that Switzerland's Federal Postal Service, the Swiss Post, co-developed and currently owns the Skittle source code. This little, unimaginably powerful, geographically minuscule alpine country is unequivocally involved in this situation. And all these corrupt secret Swiss companies referring to these secret encrypting devices in their names, like the Skittle encrypting tool giving the name Skittle for the Swiss-US voting software, or like the Swiss crypto spy affair scandal, also in 2020. And crypto means concealed, secret. Oh, they like to conceal everything in Switzerland. Everything is secret. Or like the Swiss banking secrecy of this very secretive country with their omerta, laws of silence, around the Templars banking mafia of Octogon. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are as a people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. John F. Kennedy, with the Swiss Alps behind. A Swissie. This is exactly what John F. Kennedy meant with secrecy. And he would therefore never have said, Ich bin ein Swissie. The Swiss laws of silence. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Now, think of the Swiss Post frauding the US elections with their Spanish Skittle enterprise. Here's the Universal Postal Union, and where it belongs to the United Nations of Geneva. And where's the Universal Postal Union headquartered? In Bern, Switzerland. There you go. The UPU, Universal Postal Union. They're at the head of the Swiss Post, even. Of course, the US election fraud and its Swiss Post owning the source code programming of the US elections is related to the Universal Postal Union, also in Switzerland and set up by the 1874 Treaty of Bern in Switzerland. Why I made this video 10 years ago. So the Universal Postal Union belongs to the Geneva United Nations, also in Switzerland, that also owns the World Health Organization, the WHO, also headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland. You see, World Health Organization, headquarters Geneva, Switzerland. And who give the orders to this Swiss descendant by the name of Anthony Fauci, POTUS Trump's chief medical advisor of the Swiss abyss, nobility, with this charming coat of arms of the Swiss nobility, which you can also find in the garden of the former Italian prime minister and pedophile Silvio Berlusconi, and on the old statue in Bern, Switzerland, of the Swiss pedophile child eater, which I filmed here in this video 10 years ago. As Switzerland is the center of worldwide pedophilia. I wonder why Switzerland hasn't a Universal United Nations pedophilia organization in Geneva yet. Well, they probably have unofficially, right? And this human-eating and child-eating snake reminds me what Arizona Wilder said about Octagon feeding children to the reptilians, which you can see here in this video here in Israel. Well, there he is, Anthony Fauci, the Swiss abyss here. And here it says, the early life. Yeah, Swiss, the Abyss family, Swiss. There it pops up, you know. And I already thought his face looked so familiar. It is a typical Swiss face like this, you know. Well, I'll show you why I've seen that face before. Well, there he is. He looks very similar. And this is Jean-Pierre Vicari, a highly corrupt judge who also put me in prison, and an SVP Nazi. Same bloodline. Here, look at this film here. Look, the aristocratic Fauci Abyss family of Switzerland. They are all aristocratic pharaohs. Mr. Trump as well. Again, coat of arms of the Swiss Abyss. This is, remember what Arizona Wilder told you about Octagon eating children? Well, here's the octagon. This is interesting, you know, an abyss. It means the regions of hell, conceived of as a bottomless pit, Satan's dark abyss. Well, you all thought of that one, eh? It's also a deep or seemingly bottomless chasm, a rope. Well, it's like if you go climbing or... But this is interesting, a wide or profound difference between people. The abyss between the two nations. Well, this is what they do and what they've always done, the aristocracy. The abyss for them, it means divide and rule. Divide et impera. That's why it says on the coat of arms. This is how they rule. They set people up against each other. Swissy, they financed two world wars and a 30-year war. They executed it. They organized it. That's the abyss between the two nations. Divide and rule. And through this Swiss abyss guy and the US-Swiss election fraud, it is all related to this so-called bug war on humanity. Silent weapons for quiet wars. And related to that all is this Geneva Swissy and the head of the PIG, or Proteome Informatics Group, short, the PIG. Because these Swissy pharaohs, they see us humanity as pigs. Here he says, Mr. Ron David Apple, you know, the apple that got us out of paradise, probably. Swiss bioinformatician, University of Geneva. And here, where he led the Proteome Information Group, the PIG. And And he's also a member of the Council of Osirix. He's a member of the Foundation Council of Osirix. Yeah. Oh, look at that. You see the logo? Oh, that's Osirix, all right, eh? That's Osirix, all right. Here, the geographical form of Swaziland. The Swiss beast, with its head to the right and its tail to the left. The pig of Swaziland. As of that Geneva Osirix Proteome Informatics group and the rest of them Swissies accumulated in this video. And this store, this logo here, I didn't make it, you know, Swissies make it because I know it. Yeah, it says deepest hell, the abyss, the Swiss abyss, Anthony Fauci. They know it, people. They know it. They write it everywhere. Deepest hell, the abyss. So here's the pig. The Swiss pig, you know. Here's Germany, here's France, here's Italy, here's Austria. Here's its head of a wild boar, like, you know. Here's its nose with the head. Here's the tail. It looks like a pig. In fact, all peoples try to vote for their independence. The Brexit English voted independence from the EU. Not understanding, though, they're still in a royal dictatorship. Both ways anyway, with or without the EU. And here you can see this in Geneva. It says here, Palace of Nations. Palace. I mean, who lives in a palace? A king or a pharaoh, doesn't he? So the world government is in Switzerland, in Geneva. What did Bill Cooper say? Eh? The world government is in Geneva. A palace of nations, right? You know, the French philosopher Voltaire, he said once, half of the Swissies, they live in hell, and the other half in paradise. Well, no wonder if half of the Swissies are pharaohs who live in paradise. It says, half of the Swiss men share pharaonic gene. The Catalans voted independence from Pharaoh Philippe, not understanding that the Catalonian people's government has already been infiltrated and taken over by Pharaoh Philippe and his Freemason gang, giving a total New World Order pharaonic Freemason logo of our masters on the Catalan people's government. Americans wanted independence from all the child molester gangs in the highest levels of the US politics, not understanding though that Donald is the worst sexual predator you can get. Even the jaywalkers in Israel want independence from Pharaoh's state and a Freemason government in order to put, well, most likely God on the throne. But they cannot rise up against their government that protects them from the Palestinians, who are waiting for the moment to genocide all the jaywalkers in Israel. So this is the strategy by the invisible enemy to use the visible enemy. So them jaywalkers are taken hostage in between the Palestinian wannabe genociders and Pharaoh's feudal government, as in a stalemate, unable to move. This is called the politics of stalemate. And all that is coming from this here. The masters of the universe with a red Templar's cross on their greedy bellies.